USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
With the midterm elections just around the corner, the Republicans are eyeing a chance to retake political control of Congress. This, as many Americans are feeling their budget squeezed. With inflation near a 40-year high and soaring gas prices breaking records, Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott shares what he thinks Republicans could do to tackle inflation should the GOP gain majority control of Congress.
Congress is the one that's supposed to pass the budget, right? So if we're the majority, we ought to pass a balanced budget. We ought to say we're not increasing the debt of this country anymore. We're going to say we can pass legislation that's going to streamline permitting, reduce regulation. We're going to pass legislation that's going to make us energy independent.
Queen Elizabeth is making a brief public appearance on the final day of her Platinum Jubilee celebration. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza going on right now at MyPillow.com.
The national average for a gallon of gas is up to $4.84 a gallon, according to the latest AAA station survey. That's up 3 cents a gallon over Saturday's average and 23 cents a gallon over last week's average. This has the administration asking other countries for help.
The OPEC oil cartel and allied producing countries, yes, that does include Russia, will raise production to 648,000 barrels per day in July and August, offering some relief for a global economy that's been suffering from soaring energy prices. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A pandemic policy that made free school meals universal is set to expire at the end of the month. The Department of Ag school nutritional waivers marked for the first time in modern U.S. history that students were offered meals for free, regardless of their family income. Without the waivers, families would have to apply for the free meals through the school. USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream, or search your favorite podcast app.
President Biden is continuing to call on the Senate to do something about guns in response to the recent mass shootings in Buffalo, New York, and Uvalde, Texas. He's calling for the reinstatement of a federal ban on assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. Former Deputy Assistant AG John Yoo says what the president is asking for may be unconstitutional.
I think some of the things the president is calling for might run afoul of the Second Amendment and maybe shouldn't be the subject of national federal legislation. Why not let the states decide for themselves how best to regulate guns? Changing the age throughout the whole country for gun ownership, that might run into a Second Amendment problem. Banning certain kinds of weapons which are themselves not military in nature, but so for example an AR-15, which looks like a military gun but is not really any different than a long hunting rifle, that might run afoul of the Second Amendment. I think it's important that you go carefully through each regulation rather than trying to demand just kind of uniform national action just because we all want to do something so badly after these terrible school shootings.
Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin is celebrating its fifth human space flight. The New Shepard rocket lifted off from the West Texas launch site Saturday morning, taking six tourists on a 10-minute ride into space. The capsule reaching an altitude of about 60 miles above Earth before parachuting to a safe landing in the desert. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.